Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
After being involved in the community during his playing days, Super Bowl champion Otis Wilson knew he wanted to do more. In 1995, he founded the Otis Wilson Charitable Association, and he's making a positive impact on Chicago's youth through the 55 Alive After School program.
Come on, go, go, come on. Come on, come on, come on. There you go. There you go.
The mission is to get our young people to understand if you don't use it, you lose it. Stay active, focus on education, focus on health and fitness, and, you know, put an equal balance in your life on both sides.
We work in conjunction with Carl Von Linné Elementary School. We've seen a dramatic difference in a lot of the kids. They're losing weight, they're learning how to cook, and a lot of them are just experiencing a lot of sports that they've never played before.
No. Put your bottle back over there. We'll let you know when we get some water. But this is not a country club.
I want to be fit for life. And that's why I called the program 55 Alive. And I guess 55 meaning when I was 55. Aeons ago. And it really worked. I mean, it's been an exciting run. I'm here 5 days a week. We focus on martial arts. We focus on, you know, sports program. We focus on nutrition, girls' dance program. We try to do it all.
After the final bell of the day, the students are given a snack and time to work on their homework. Then they break down into different groups for a variety of programs and classes.
I want them to be well-rounded. I mean, because like Buddy Ryan used to always tell me, he said, Otis, the more you can do, the more I can do to make the team better, the more I can do to make these kids a better student, a better person, you know, better, be better in shape. And, you know, that's my goal, you know, and to get them to work with one another.
Breathe in, breathe out, step forward. Good.
It's very cool. It's actually very healthy for us because at home maybe some kids get, like, lazy. So it's better if you're in after-school programs.
Everybody watch her. Go. Look at that. See how she's doing it? How she moving those feet?
The partnership with the Otis Wilson Foundation has been great. In the past, what we've had when we work with these type of charities is we'll have a celebrity or we'll have an athlete come in, and typically we see him that first day, but that's not the case with Otis. I mean, he's here every single day, and he's been part of the program. He interacts with the kids, he engages with them, he works with them. So for us, it's been great. He's not Super Bowl champ Otis Wilson. He's a member of our community now.
The Otis Wilson Charitable Association uses 10 core values, which include confidence, responsibility, perseverance, teamwork, and respect.
The biggest thing is respect. Respect your peers. Respect your parents. Respect your elders. You know, have pride in yourself. You got to be hungry. You know, like we always tell ourselves, have eye of the tiger. I've always been on teams. Whether it's been baseball, basketball early, then it got, you know, fine-tuned into football and became a champion. And I see what it does for me, and I have to in turn give that back to the community. I have to give it to our kids. Come on, bring them up. Bring them up. You want them to be good citizens, mm-hmm. You know, good people, you know, healthy people, you know, active people, and smart people. That's the key.
AA, what do you think was the favorite drill to do in gym class? Because this was my favorite when I was in gym class. So I can understand why these kids got so excited to do this drill.
Oh, I know what it was.
What's up?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Ah. Remember?
I tore my hamstring.
All right. Ah. Well, that's enough karaoke for us in the studio.